Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Now let's move from politics to sports and that big win last night for the Patriots in Foxborough, sending the team to an NFL record 9th Super Bowl. Joining us now with more is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. She was at the AFC Championship game. Hi, Shira.
Hello.
Still basking in the glow?
I don't know if I am, but I'm sure the Patriots are still at this point.
So you were on the field for the trophy celebration. What was it like?
A little bit surreal. You know, you have those confetti cannons and they're shooting out that blue and red confetti of players wandering around with their families and sort of everybody's hugging. Some people were doing snow angels on the turf, which was a little of an interesting take on things. You have Bon Jovi wandering around with Robert Kraft. I mean, very surreal in many respects. You even had a tight end, Martellus Bennett, taking some time to dance with the cheerleaders, grabbing a pair of pom-poms and doing his own special celebration. And then in the locker room afterwards, he started talking about what he planned to do to continue his celebration into the night, and he said this.
Oh, man, it's pretty cool, man. I don't really know how I feel just yet. I'm super excited. I'm planning on going home, make myself a cake, and I'm going to write "You're awesome" on the cake, and I'm going to sit there and I'll probably eat the whole thing and regret it tomorrow because, you know, I got to make sure I make weight, but that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to make your awesome cake for myself and just enjoy it.
You got to love Martellus Bennett.
Your awesome cake?
Yes.
I love that.
He'll be going to the first Super Bowl in his career. It's been a long time coming for him. He'll be going back to his hometown of Houston to play in the Super Bowl. So this is a big deal for him. And he's got his cake. He's going
to
eat it.
He gets to eat it,
and
too.
He gets to eat it, yes. And, you know, for the record, I believe he was going to do an actual confetti cake with chocolate icing. That was the last word in the locker room.
Well, we should say, though, just get our facts here. The Pats won 36-17,
yes,
right? Which was quite a change from last week when, against the Texans, they barely eked out their win. A couple weeks ago, Brady threw those two interceptions, got sacked. So, like, what changed between last week and yesterday?
Well, I think first things first, they were looking a little bit past the Houston Texans. Everybody was sort of joking that this was a second bye week because the Houston Texans weren't a very formidable opponent. So I think their focus wasn't quite there. But then when you get to the AFC Championship game, you know what's on the line. Brady was totally dialed in. And then you get those two big touchdowns in the first half and you're kind of rolling. And, you know, Pittsburgh has a major injury to their key running back, Le'Veon Bell. And so all of this sort of culminates in this kind of unstoppable momentum for the Patriots. And once they got off to those two quick scores and got things going, there was no looking back.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to ask you, these aren't my words, but I've been hearing that this may be something of a Brady revenge tour against Commissioner Roger Goodell for that 4-game Deflategate suspension.
Yes, I mean, that's certainly how the fans feel. I was spotted in the end zone during the trophy celebration, a firefighter from Lawrence named Graham Miller. And this is what he had to say.
It definitely is the Brady revenge tour. Tom Brady has taken it to Houston. It's Roger Goodell redemption.
Yeah, I think Patriots fans and I would say the organization are not happy with how the whole Deflategate panned out with the 4-game suspension that started the season for Brady. And they feel that Brady showing up and potentially winning the Super Bowl and having to face Goodell would be a nice bit of revenge. And, you know, during the game, the fans were shouting, "Where is Roger?"
Oh, dear.
"Where is Roger?" Targeting Goodell because Goodell has not come to a game at Gillette Stadium since Deflategate started, and that happened on the Patriots' last run to the Super Bowl way back in 2015, yeah, which isn't that far back.
I presume he's going to be at Super Bowl LI, right?
Yes, 51? Super Bowl 51. He will be there, and he may be handing a Super Bowl trophy to Tom Brady. Can we say awkward?
So I just want to reiterate one thing, because when we introduced you, we reminded everyone that this is the Pats' 9th Super Bowl, an NFL record. It's the 7th one for Brady and Bill Belichick, so just a huge accomplishment no matter what happens in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, I think fans would say that, but I don't think Brady and Belichick would say that. I mean, they are very much focused on getting another title. And I think further cementing their grasp on sort of the best dynasty ever. I mean, they really want to outdistance themselves from all of the other dynastic football teams.
So what
NFL.
Do you make of their prospects against Atlanta then?
I think they're pretty good, and I think where they may have the edge, let's put the X's and O's aside, where they may have the edge is the experience that you just talked about, because it is a big game. It can be overwhelming for even the most experienced and most confident players, but Brady has been there, done that, and I think that kind of leadership can really provide a crucial edge.
Wow. Well, WBUR Sports Insider reporter Shira Springer talking to us about last night's big win for the Patriots, sending them to their record 9th Super Bowl. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.